The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever been so constipated that you're like, I will try anything?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
What did you try, Steve?
I kept trying over and over and over again.
Oh, like you just kept pushing, trying to give yourself hemorrhoids and busted blood vessels? Got it.
Yeah, I was very close to going to the store and buying something that...
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, a Steely Dan?
Yeah.
You made
exactly.
this? Yeah. Thumb up.
A garden hose.
I usually just go get a milkshake.
Yeah, if
right
you're
out.
Lactose intolerant, that'll get the ball rolling.
A tasty treat
a little
at first.
Coffee.
And then...
Yeah. Well, my
that's a good idea.
My fear was that everything further up the chain, like I felt like everything was ready to move except for
like cork,
the blockage.
The main plug.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to make everything upstream even more angry.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Well, this lady says that there's a very natural thing to get rid of constipation. It's eating an entire orange, including the peel.
What?
Sounds awful.
This is my viral constipation hack that literally works in 5 minutes, and it works about 95% of the time. So if you're needing a little push, try this constipation hack and wait 5 minutes. And if you've tried this before, let me know how it went in the comments below. Hey, we're all human and do the same thing, but sometimes we need Mother Nature to literally help us along. It's cheap, effective, and works fast.
Okay, stop saying the word literally. You don't need
literally.
To say that
literally
as
literally.
Often as you're saying it. Also, is that person a doctor?
She's not just a person
who went, oh, let me try eating an orange and the peel.
Well, I think there probably is something to it. There's probably quite a bit of fiber in the peel, I would think.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to eat the rind.
I remember seeing this is something I was taught by a teacher at some point when we were talking about World War II. But for a while in one of the concentration camps, they were throwing scraps to the people. And then, according to this teacher, they began to wonder why they weren't, and they were eating the orange rinds and some of the other stuff, and it turns out there were plenty of vitamins and stuff in that, so then they stopped giving them that.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something to it, but I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe.
Don't trust
who wants
the TikTok
to try it?
Doc.
I'm not going to do that.
I mean,
you a little packed in, Steve?
No, I'm not, but I mean, I would try it just to see how it...
I would need to try it when, because like you said, you don't want to try it when things are normal.
No.
Because now you're, you know, doing some mud flow down the side of a mountain. You don't want that to happen.
I would imagine that the rind is kind of like dry and bitter.
I don't think I could eat a rind. I mean, it's one thing if you just zest a citrus fruit a little bit or something, but eating that whole peel, it'd be so thick and chewy and
This text, guys, this is a surprisingly pork-heavy show today. Is Big Pork behind this? Pig butchering, contestant that worked at a bacon plant, now bacon free throws? Give me some breakfast now! This person says, let's test this constipation hack. I nominate Kelly. I think Kelly is on the opposite end of the spectrum of need of eating a full orange, not to get into your business, but...
No, do not. I am not. I'm the opposite of constipated. Man.
Maybe you need to put the orange in the opposite end.
I know. What if I did that? You think it would help?
Just stop
your mouth. Wait. Oh, you mean shove it in their hole?
Yeah, as a stopper.
Use it as a cork? Yeah. It's just a vacuum. You just got to get it near the edge.
Yeah, I know. It'll do it. Yeah. I bet it will.
It's going to sound like when you close the bank tube.
Yeah.
It'd be like I love that sound.
It'll be like the bowling ball retrieval thing at the bowling alley.
It's slow pop-up. Hmm. Well, this text, I am a gastroenterologist. Orange rinds. Dumb.
Thank you. Seemed dumb to me.
Did they say literally, though, because the TikTok doctor said literally?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's
if you
true.
Don't say literally, I guess it doesn't work.
Yeah, that was a too literally sentence that she uttered. So.
Ooh, this text. Once had a patient that we transported to the hospital who had stuck a spoon up there to try to get out of being constipated for a week. FYI, spoons are not the way to go.
Like they were trying to like chisel it out?
Like scoop ice cream.
Yeah.
No.
At least put it in and twist it, right?
Literally do not.
Just put an enema up there, right?
Yeah.
You're going to shove something up there. Don't those just make you blow your brains out?
I think.
I never had one, but I had a friend who used to say every day after, or every year after Thanksgiving, they put one in their butt, and that helped them not be so constipated on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Wow. Just
It was like
have
the
some Metamucil or
if
something.
If you're preparing for Thanksgiving dinner like you would a porno butt shoot, I think you're eating wrong.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah, maybe just
like eat
rethink
less.
The I mean, way you operate.
You shouldn't be eating like that.
I know, but... Yeah. Okay, so in Thanksgiving back home, and I think it's all over the place, but they always do like a big turkey trot or whatever on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they would do that as like I run and then I can eat as much as I want. And then it was they learned from previous experiences that they could not actually do that. So rather than haltering one or the other or adjusting, they just put an enema in their butt.
Yeah, like how people are always, oh, yeah, I did a turkey trot today. Like, it was a 5K. You probably burned about 200 to 300 calories. That doesn't mean you can eat 6,000 calories for the next 3 days and be even.
Yeah, I did a turkey trot.
I nearly broke a sweat.
Yeah.
Ew. Orange peels often have fruit fly eggs inside them.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what eats the poo out so that it slips right out of you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
literally.
Sounds bad. Another text about orange peels from someone who says, I am a gastropodiatrist.
What?
Wait, you eat feet?
What?
I don't understand.
And it says orange peels make you dump like crazy.
He studies feet eating.
That sounds very not medical.
Yeah. Just saying. I don't think I trust a gastropodiatrist.
My feet won't stop farting.
That just doesn't
make sense. What if your feet did fart, but it came out like bad feet smell? Like when you've had your feet in work boots or Crocs all day.
That is so gross.
The sound of you being grossed out on mic.
Yeah.
My stomach is so sensitive. I've smelled spaghetti. Your oatmeal over here, Steve, is so overwhelming. And all we have been talking about is food.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go warm up bacon, eggs, and ham. Everything's going great.
You're going to need to go visit the gynopractor.
Get that thing cracked a bit.
Yeah, what if every time you cracked your bones, Croc smell went in your nose?
Oh, God, that would be awful. That would be awful. I'd still do it, though. Yeah. I love cracking my back.
Or if every time you cracked your back, a little bit of earwax fell out of your nose and in your open mouth.
I'd stop. I would stop immediately.
Earwax falls out of your nose?
I know. It's crazy, right? The body's magic.
And you know that stuff spreads like butter, too. So you're just going to spread it on the roof of your mouth.
Everything's connected.
Oh, yeah. What if you thought it was honey? You got like a nice Texas Roadhouse roll and you spread it on there. And then you're like, this is honey's turned.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, honey can't turn.